Good morning, Drift Run Church. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is Resurrection Sunday. And as I was thinking about Resurrection Sunday, I thought of all the wonders and miracles that Jesus did in his lifetime. As a human in his lifetime, we know he was with God from the beginning. And I wrote down here, today represents the most important event in human history. Now you think about that just for a minute. This is the most important event in human history, past and future. Without the event of today, his resurrection, everything he done prior to that would be no more than what any other human being could have done. I wrote down here, his blood would be no more than a lamb's blood. That's what they used in the Old Testament times, was lamb's blood to cover sin. And I looked at so many scriptures, and like Dave was talking there earlier, he could talk all day on what Jesus has done in his life. And with the scriptures, it is full from the beginning to the end of what Jesus done in his life for you and me. The ultimate sacrifice. And it boiled down to, I had four little notes, real simple, real plain, real blah. I'm thinking, Lord, you got to give me more than this on a resurrection morning. This is an exciting day. Jesus came to the earth. He did, in fact. He lived perfect for 33 years. And I wrote that down like it's nothing. Think about that. He's the only one that drew breath that ever lived a perfect life, that deserved to go to heaven. All the rest of us have failed tremendously. If you missed one iota, you failed as bad as if you missed all the iotas. He died on the cross. We say that he died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross. And I got to thinking about, he was 9 hours on that cross. He suffered tremendously on that cross. We've heard a doctor's description of what his physical body went through, and I can't explain it, but it's torture. It's torture, torment. And I think about building up the day prior, building up to that. He was, how long could take 5 minutes to mock him? Not very long. Rejection. He loved you so much. If it was me, I love you all so much. I'd do anything for you and you booted me out the back door. And you know, he felt everything a human can feel. Now I hear people today, well, that was back, well, yeah. He felt everything you feel right now today in your personal life. You as an individual. He's felt it. So I just went on. I'm going to read a little bit here out of John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Let's pray right now. Lord, we come here before you this morning, Lord, on this day that represents resurrection morning, Lord, the greatest day in history, Lord, the greatest event that has been done. We praise you this morning, Lord, for that. We know you are the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, and in the Old Testament, and you are the God of the future, Lord, and you are the God of today, the very same God, Lord, that we can worship here this morning in spirit and in truth, Lord. We come to you this morning, Lord, hoping you'll speak to our hearts, Lord, and open our eyes to see what you have for us, Lord. We praise you this morning, Lord, for each and every one that made their way out this morning, Lord. We just ask you to be with those that couldn't be here this morning, Lord. Just be in their hearts and lives as only you can, Lord. I ask for you to be at the reigning of this service, Lord. I ask for you to get this physical body out of the way here, Lord, that your spirit can move upon us and flow freely among us, Lord. Again, I say, praises be to you, Lord, and glory hallelujah to your name, and amen. I wrote down, Jesus overcame, what he overcome, he had to overcome death, hell, and the grave. Okay? He did that. It had to be done. Okay, John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He died. He literally died. His body died. I know they tried to say, well, he went blah, 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 blah. But he died. They pierced his side in the doctor's description said when blood and water, that is a sign of death. He died. They took him, and there's more scriptures there, but two fellows got his body, they wrapped him in a linen in the Jewish traditions, and they hurriedly put him in a grave. Okay. And the one that really got me all this time was he went in the grave and his resurrection. 3 days there, you know. Where'd he go? And I looked up some different things and different opinions about that. And I got to thinking, all of us have opinions. All of us do. So no matter what he done, it was for good. He took on the sins of the world, and God had to turn his back on him. My personal thought is, He had to go to hell because of the sin. He overcame hell. He overcame hell. Not one of us can do that. Not one of us. Nobody. I think I said the last time, somebody's not going to be in hell by accident. 1 Peter 3, verses 18 and 19, that's what I had wrote down on that about hell. For Christ also has once suffered for sins. He did. He took on all of our sins. He took on Dave Long's sins. He took on this guy's sins. And all of yours. The just for the unjust. The perfect man suffered for the people that deserved it, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, his body died, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. And I've done some research on that one, and that's a whole other sermon right there. It's a whole other discussion. And I thought, as important as that is, that has no bearing on his resurrection, and no bearings on salvation, and no bearings on what today is. And then the grave. John chapter 19, verse 40. Then they took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloth and spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. He literally was buried. He was sealed in a tomb. He was no more, how do I want to say, we put Rick in that casket and we put him in the ground right up there. He went to the grave. Jesus went to the grave. They took the body, Jesus, and wound it in linen cloth with the spices that in the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulcher, where never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because the Jews' preparation day for the sepulcher was nigh at hand. Okay, in Luke 24, verses 1 through 7, the discovery of the resurrection. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. His body was gone. And it came to pass, as they were very much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid, and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? What a joyful joyful day. If Jesus hadn't come out of that grave, it had been all for naught. We're wasting our time. But he did. He did. I'm just going to talk just real quick about his appearances. The world needs proof. We want proof. You know, proof of everything. Easter morning in Mark 16:9, he was seen. Jesus appeared to the women in Matthew 28:9. Jesus appeared to Peter, 1 Corinthians 15:5. Supper with Emmaus in Luke 24:29-31. Jesus appears to the 10 in John 20:19-24. Thomas touched, felt, handled. You don't get any more proof than that. Miraculous draught of fishes, over 500. Jesus is charged to Peter to go and preach the gospel. Jesus appears to James, the ascension of Jesus, conversion of Paul. There's lots of proof, folks. I got thinking about that. You know, people, I look around at work and people just going like, I think, why can't they see it? I have the hardest time with, I want that guy to feel what I feel. And I can't do that. I cannot do that. I wanted my friend to feel what I felt. And I talked to him till I was blue in the face. But until the Lord got a hold of him, and my friend John kept saying, I can plant the seed, but God makes it grow. And that's the glorious thing about his resurrection. It is true, it is real, and here is proof. Here is all the proof we need spiritually. We can go out the door and look around for 5 minutes, and there's all the proof we need physically. We see the answer of prayers in our community, in our church. His ascension, Luke 24:50-53. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. He's on the right hand of the Father. And the more I read about that, you know what he's doing there on the right hand of the Father? He's making petitions for you. I think this guy, he prays for me every day. We pray for one another, and I know personally I've seen the results of prayers, of y'all's prayers in my own life. I think Jesus is praying for you this morning, right now. He's making intercession for you this morning, right now. That's awesome. That's exciting. As sleepy as we are this morning, it's awesome. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Give glory to God today. Realize that without today, without the resurrection, there's no hope. None whatsoever. You want to get a song, Dave?